Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the one show that tries to make health simplified. A simple guide to a healthier life with a simple little short show today here from Dr. Justin Fessler. What are we talking about today?
Well, today we're looking at sleep and how it affects our health. So everybody thinks about sleep duration, you know, in general is the primary thing.
Right.
But we're going to see that sleep habits in terms of your sleep schedule is actually very important as well.
Okay, tell me about it.
So, yeah, so basically, if we start out with some scary stats here.
Always, you got lots of them.
Individuals sleeping, this is from some studies from the BMC, the British Medical Journal. So individuals sleeping less than 6 hours per night had a 48% lower odds of achieving successful aging compared to those who slept 7 hours. Ooh. While higher dementia risk was associated with sleep duration of 6 hours or less.
Dementia
at age 50 and 60 compared with normal 7 hour sleep duration. Mm-hmm. So just to start with, so the research in general recommends 7 to 9 hours for the appropriate sleep.
And I'll guess most of us don't get that.
No, definitely not. So if we look at pain management as a topic, between 67% and 88% of individuals with chronic pain experience sleep disruption and insomnia, and at least 50% of people with insomnia report chronic pain. Individuals who experience both chronic pain and sleep problems are likely to have greater pain severity, longer duration of pain, greater disability, and be less physically active than those without sleep disturbance. So basically try to address your sleep quality as you can. Try to get those sleep hours from, you know, 7 to 9 hours. So blood pressure. And heart rate variability, which we also talked about here. Poor sleep quality is adversely associated with heart rate variability, heart rate, and blood pressure.
Oh.
Higher sleep regularity was associated with 20 to 48% lower risk of all-cause mortality. So if you have a regular sleep schedule and regular sleep duration, then your mortality goes down.
You're not gonna likely to die just from sleeping better.
Yep, and 16 to 39% lower risk of cancer mortality, 22 to 57% lower risk of cardiometabolic mortality, so cardiac issues. Yeah. So
we're all taught that sleep is kind of something we can fudge on.
Well, even people like almost like brag about, you know, how little sleep they
get.
And they're like, I don't need sleep. Yeah. It's like, you know, sleep's, you know, for when I'm dead.
We're at UCI, Flight Innovation Center, lots of big, powerful people trying to come up with stuff. The majority of them are sleep deprived, I'm
for
convinced.
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely. So one factor that, you know, I hadn't really known was an issue too was also consistency. Mm. So the regularity may be important, even more so than the duration.
Not just the amount of sleep.
So what your bedtime is and when you wake up. So if that's consistent on a nightly basis and you're not disrupting your day-night cycles, that's extremely important.
Is it worse or more important as you age? Because when we're young, that's when we abuse it. We stay up all night.
That's a great question.
Party all night, get up and go to work.
I think the earlier it starts, the worse in terms of your long term. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know if one affects more, but I think when you're younger, you can probably suck it up and get through it more.
I certainly
But as
have.
You get older, you know, you really need it. So I'm going to go through. So the sleep regularity was a stronger predictor of all-cause mortality than sleep duration. So meaning getting a consistent sleep schedule is crucial. Maintaining optimal sleep duration is a central focus of current sleep health guidelines. Recent evidence, however, indicates that sleep regularity, defined as the day-to-day consistency of sleep-wake timing, is a stronger predictor for some health outcomes than average sleep duration. Studies with longitudinal measures of sleep regularity have found associations between irregular sleep and adverse cardiometabolic outcomes, which means cardiac issues, mm-hmm. Epigenetic aging, which means, you know, the way we age and how we age more quickly than we should, depressed mood, and lower quality of life. People with irregular sleep patterns are exposed to irregular patterns of environmental stimuli, including light, and may have irregularly timed behaviors, such as physical activity and meals. This unstable timing of both stimuli and behaviors leads to a disruption of circadian rhythms, which is that day-night, you know, the sleep cycle,
right?
With downstream negative health effects. So just so that people understand that it's not just, oh, I need to get like 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. It's also, if you're one of those people that goes to bed at 2 a.m. one night and then you're going to bed at 8 a.m. another night and you're just all over the place, mm-hmm. that's also an unhealthy thing that can be just as detrimental to your health as if you don't get enough sleep, like under 6 hours of sleep. So I'll just end with here, as far as mental health and anxiety as well. Mm. Students with shorter sleep durations.
The curse of modern Western society here.
I know. Mental health. Yes, I know. And it's been a real rough one since COVID as well.
Yeah.
So students with shorter sleep durations and to some degree longer sleep durations exhibited a higher risk for all associated mental disorders and well-being outcomes. So sleep problems can also contribute to the onset and worsening of different mental health problems, including depression, anxiety, and even suicidal ideation.
Yikes.
So sleep is extremely important, and not just looking at your sleep duration, but also, again, that sleep timing. So getting a normal cycle.
I'm a guy in modern America in the midst of technological bros and who just go, go, go. We are all taught to believe I can easily, if I'm going to find extra time on my day, it's my sleep. I'm going to cut it out. I'm going to do it later. I'm just going to grab a cat nap and keep going.
Yes.
And you just keep headed into bigger and better, bigger problems.
Yeah. No, not good. So basically getting a good routine where you're not altering your sleep and your waking cycle
stick
by more than
pattern.
30 minutes. So mm-hmm. 30 minutes is okay. That's an okay window. When we see more than an hour variation, that's when we see all these detrimental effects. And you want that consistency 7 days a week.
And a certain amount.
Yeah. And you want more than 7+ hours is the key.
Wow. How do you reach people? How do people reach you, rather, if they want to talk more about this issue? That's just a simple fact of life that we're all cutting corners on, and that's why we end up going to physical therapists and doctors like you saying, I can't sleep, I can't do this, I feel depressed, I'm anxious, or whatever, and all these other blood issues, heart issues that we're causing these things.
Yeah. So we try to talk through it and, you know, steer them in the right direction. Yeah.
Okay.
And how so they can find us at Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. That's FYZICAL. Mm-hmm. That's in Lake Forest. The number is 949-716-1800. And they can reach us online at physical.com/lake-forest.
Because the simple answer is health is more than just how your body's functioning and what you're doing to it, whether you're exercising and feeding it right, you got to give it some rest.
Yes. Yeah. Some of these things are like silent issues too.
Yeah,
and you don't know about it until it's too late. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for waking us up.
You're welcome.
We hope to hear more right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.